Australia's security intelligence gathering agency, ASIO, has decided four of the 78 Tamil asylum seekers rescued by the Oceanic Viking pose a threat to national security. That's despite the United Nations Refugee Agency finding them to be refugees. As a result, though, the four currently in detention on Christmas Island will be refused permanent visas for Australia. The Immigration Department is now trying to find another country to resettle them and says in the interim the Tamils could leave Australia voluntarily. The government was unable to provide a minister or the Immigration Department to discuss the issue. The opposition's Justice and Customs spokesman Michael Keenan spoke with Alexandra Kirk a short time ago.
Well, it's really up to the government to find a solution to this problem of their own making. It appears that they've either brought people to Australia who they knew were a security risk, or alternatively, because of the special deal they did to bring the Oceanic Viking asylum seekers to Australia, they've actually brought people to Australia who they don't know terribly much about. Either of those options, I think the Australian people will find pretty appalling. And this is really just the final or the penultimate episode of this Oceanic Viking incident, which really brought very little credit to the Labor Party and its government.
But now that ASIO has found that they pose a threat to national security, the four are on Christmas Island. What should happen to them, do you think?
Well, it's very difficult to know. The likelihood of a third country taking people who have had an adverse security finding against them, I assume, is very limited. The moral of the story is don't do a special deal to bring people to Australia like that was done in the Oceanic Viking. But as far as the solution, that's really up to the government. This is a problem completely and utterly of their own making.
These four have been found to be refugees by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. And as I understand it, under Australia's international obligations, they can't be sent back to the place they fled.
Yes, absolutely. That is the case. And presumably that will not happen. But of course, presumably it's going to be very difficult for a third party country to be convinced to take them also. So it begs the question why a special deal was done to bring these people to Australia in the first place.
You don't argue that they should be repatriated to Sri Lanka, though?
No, we don't argue that. What we argue is that a special deal should not have been done over the Oceanic Viking asylum seekers who were in a third country. They were not in Australia, and a special deal was done to bring them to Australia by the Labor Party. We argue that shouldn't have been done in the first place.
Should they remain now on Christmas Island until they can be found another home?
Well, the government has created this problem. It's completely and utterly of their own making, and they will need to find a solution to it. But their options appear to be very limited.
The opposition spokesman, Michael Keenan, speaking there with Alexandra Kirk.